Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
To Dad, how are you, Matt?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you?
Powerful today. I feel powerful. Been up in the gym early. The body full of energy, aka double chicken Big Mac. Sorry about that. How are you?
Well, we both give it a go, didn't we? We both tried this new chicken Big Mac.
Thoughts straight away.
Utterly
shit. Rubbish.
Disappointed.
Not very good, is it?
Really, not the right combo at all. It's dry. Chicken weren't meant to go with Big Mac sauce.
No.
They've tried to be clever, and quite frankly, it's backfired on them.
Not only has it backfired, I think it's ruined the whole country.
Yeah, I mean, if we hadn't already got enough rubbish going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on the verge of World War III.
But we've nipped out for a chicken Big Mac.
Our Prime Minister's just knocking off to parties while people's, you know, relatives are dying, and now they're putting chicken in Big Mac.
What's next, mate? What is next? I did, you know, they're winning McDonald's, really, because we've had to go out and try it. So that's another X amount of money in their pocket.
More fool us.
I don't know anyone that's liked it.
No. I've not spoken to anyone who's gone, God, that was a good...
Will you ever have one again?
No, never again.
No, ever. Never again. Ever. Are we slating McDonald's? They're a real estate company, really, if you think about it, aren't they?
Well, they're not actually a burger company, are they? They make all their money from the real estate of the franchise.
And you heard it here first, from lads to dads.
Yeah.
But Matt, as we have been going through this series, and you with your technology, I just want to know how you've been getting on in the metaverse. So another part of the Matt in the Metaverse. Slagged off any more deaf people?
No, this week I decided, yet again, it does centre around disability. After the revelation from my ex-girlfriend that I've got ADHD.
Yeah.
Qualified, obviously.
Qualified, yeah.
She let me know about that and took it out of her town to give me a call and just say, look, I think you've got ADHD.
And you know what? That's what you needed when you're going through your day to day. You just need someone, you know, pretty much a randomer, ring you up and let you know another flaw you might have.
Yeah, every now and again, you need to just, like, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I'm not here to just slate into anything, but maybe sometimes she's just sat home thinking, why did it not work out? Gotta be Matt's fault! But yeah. I can't think of anything else to think of.
I'm going to ring him up and let him know.
Hang on, let me look through my index of ADHD. I think you got ADHD. But anyway, I thought, you know what? To be fair, a lot of the stuff she's saying, she's not wrong. No. There's a lot of things that make sense. And there's a lot of people. It's sort of the in thing now, I think. People are starting to get diagnosed with ADHD.
Sister, she come back from uni and she keeps thinking she's got ADHD because she can't sit down. And I was like, oh, cool. She's like, yeah, I know loads of people that have got it. I was like, fair enough. Why are you in my house telling me all about these disabilities you've got?
Well, this is the thing. So I decided, I saw it just prop up in the metaverse. There was like a room.
Do you mean pop up?
Pop up. It's like a room And it was sort of like a meeting, like a, you know, like you get an ear meeting.
Yeah.
Well, this was an ADHD meeting.
Oh.
Right. So I thought, oh, I'll just pop in, have a look what's going on.
Is everyone fucking chatting the ears off?
Everybody talking over each other. Literally.
Hi, I'm Matt. Shut up, try to talk.
Yeah, literally. Everyone was talking over each other as I walked in, just butting into every conversation. Yeah, yeah. I was like, this
maybe
is the
I've got it because I cannot stop, can I?
Well, this is it. This is why we're mates, I think. So, yeah.
You put up with my ADHD.
I know how it feels. Every time you do it, I go, it's not Ben's fault.
No, he was born with it.
Yeah. So other people are just like, and there you go. Put it into a conversation. No, but yeah, so I had a little look around. Again, there's like this fire pit in the middle.
But people, you're always at this fire pit.
Fire pits everywhere. They love a fire pit in the middle.
I reckon you're an arsonist.
Yeah, well, I am.
Oh, the fire.
Pyromaniac.
Yeah, is that where you can start fire with your...
It is. So, yeah, I am.
I'm one of these blokes, though, let me just say. I'll use that joke over and over and over again.
It's what I believe they call in the comedy game a callback. It works well, Ben.
Well, thanks, mate. Thanks. As you were saying.
So, yeah, I walked in. They've got all these posters of, like, the ADHD, like, volcano, the ADHD iceberg. And to be fair, it was there was a lot of stuff, and I was like, yeah, that's
ADHD iceberg.
Yeah, you know, like, what people see is somebody who's just a little bit, like, restless, wants to, like, get involved in the conversations, but underneath
they don't see
it
the
all,
whole thing.
Yeah, there's, like, timekeeping issues. There's all these other things.
But your timekeeping, spot on.
Spot on, because I don't get distracted by other things, do I? So, yeah, but I don't know. I just started looking at it and I was thinking, at the end of the day, this could be a little bit like, you know, like horoscopes.
Yeah.
So you can read someone a horoscope. Say that, like, I'm an Aries, right?
Mm.
God of war, you know, leader, that type of
I'm
thing.
I'm an Aries, god of war. Yeah. Mate, you're gift so from, tough.
Gift from heaven, you know, that type of thing, right? Just the best. I was a leader, but he's always the first.
Well, that's it.
And apparently that's one of our tricks.
Nothing,
you know,
to do with the alphabet.
No, we have to...
Aries being at the top. No.
We're that type of person, so...
Looks the first one on the list.
Yeah, exactly. That's so Aries of me.
Of course it is.
So then, if you read somebody, I don't know, Sagittarius and they were Aries, right? There's almost 100% guarantee they'll go, oh my God, yeah, this is exactly what happened to me this week. And they'll just find the relation to it.
Yeah.
It's called association bias, right,
ooh.
I think. Yeah. So, yeah, people will do that. Mm-hmm. So I can sit there and read them things and go, oh, yeah, that's just like me, that's just like me. It doesn't mean you've got it.
No.
It's the same as, like, I'm not saying, like, religion and all these other things, but you know when people say, well, it's just too perfect. Like, everything's just so perfectly set up. Someone's got to have created it.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky Gervais, he was saying, that's what a puddle thinks. You know, for puddles, and, like, there's a dip in the ground. I've probably, like, misquoted this. But basically, he said, if the water fills the puddle, like the hole, and makes a puddle, you can literally say, the puddle will sit there and go, this was man-made for me.
Mm.
Little does he know that he's going to fill it because it's rained enough to fill it and it was just there, like the hole was just in the ground. He's going to sit and look at his environment and go, someone has got to have made this for me.
Mm.
But that's a really bad example and I don't really know the exact way he was saying it. But
right,
yeah.
Just want to apologise for anyone listening who's fallen asleep at the wheel while driving.
I'll be editing
Matt's
this
off
part
the
out.
Puddle bit. So so we'll carry on as you were.
I will put on the YouTube chapters, and I'll just put the
you're
puddle
such
bit.
A
skip.
Dad there on the YouTube. No, oh, but on that the YouTube on the internet,
Ben. I can't stop calling it the YouTube.
No, you can't.
I've always called it the YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
And it's my thing, right?
And I let you have it.
I can't stop
every
calling
time
it
you say it, and you're like, oh, I'm like, oh, it's just his, you know, it's not his fault.
It also, like, it's like the pictures. I call it the pictures.
Or the baths, swimming baths.
Or the swimming baths. I call it the swimming baths, and people bring me up on it and go, don't you mean the cinema? No, actually, because I'm from the UK, I'm from England, and I mean the swimming baths.
Yeah.
Now,
do you know, you can call it what you want.
Yeah, and I don't call it the cinema, no, it's the pictures. It's the picture house, right? And second of all, you can give me that because I do call the radio, not the wireless. I ain't gone that far.
No, you're not that northern, are you?
No, but my nana and granddad used to call it the wireless. Oh, switch wireless on.
Switch wireless on. So, in the metaverse, you've been to ADHD meeting. How did that go?
Again, like I say, it was just a meeting of everybody talking over the top of each other and then talking about how they forgot to bring something, or oh my god, this was just me. I went and picked up the milk and then I got distracted and I picked up cheese instead, and I was like, you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, and then do you want to say anything? No, thanks.
What I want to ask you, as you're like a popular bloke in the metaverse, before you had all the metaverse, you were going off doing this, you were going to ADH meetings and you were doing karaoke's. I see the metaverse for like you as like a lad's holiday, isn't it? You're out and about with your new pals, away from normal surroundings. Which brings me to like lads' holidays.
Yeah.
What is the best lads' holiday you've ever been on? Where have you been? Because me and you, apart from Paris, we've never actually been on a lads' holiday, have we?
Did you not come to Bulgaria?
Oh, it shows how much fun you had there. Because you don't even know I wasn't there.
No, I don't. No. This is my problem with lads' holidays. I very rarely remember any of it.
Because you're a heavy drinker.
Because I'm a heavy drinker and I have an issue. It's numerous pictures of me on Facebook, profusely sweating, overweight, sweating.
But having a guzzling swell drink. Old time.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like a kid at a party, like a four-year-old's party.
Mm.
Downs loads of drinks, and then he's like...
like nine fruit shoots, like, and runs up the slide.
I'm dancing around, I'm jumping around, and I'm just this oof, just running about, being like... just really trying
just,
to, like...
You know, girls flocking to you.
Yeah, absolutely surrounded.
Because, oh, look at that bold, sweaty bloke.
Do you find... I wasn't often bald at that point,
no.
which is good. But do you often find there comes a point, and I don't know if this happens for girls, but you go out with the intention of having a good time and maybe pulling as well.
Mm.
It's sort of like the laddie party. Mate,
I never used to like think about that.
No.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I was always far too pissed.
This is what I'm saying, right? So you get to a point in the night, right? You start off and maybe there might be a bit of talk between the lads and it's like, you're going to get your underwear this week or whatever. Super length, right? And all that stuff, right? But in reality, what you're actually focused on is shots, banter, and then it gets to I don't know, you maybe like four or five drinks in, and then gradually that need to get with a girl starts to really slow like disappear, and then within about two or three more drinks, you could not give less of a monkey's.
No.
One
of my mates, all he literally used to go out, we used to go down to Portsmouth, down Liquid, and like a lot of the boys would be looking for birds. His only thing he gave a shit about was there was a hot dog stand outside and how many hot dogs he could eat. He had five hot dogs. I remember once coming, I obviously was out of the club coming back in, and he was in the queue and he had three hot dogs in his hand. He was back in the hot dog queue. He's not even a big fat bloke, but he just, that was his goal. He was going out on the train down there.
Yeah.
How many hot dogs am I going to eat?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, on the booze part, you probably heard the phrase, those that get hammered don't get to nil.
I've never heard that phrase.
No, but that's the thing, innit? The more you drink, the less chance you're going to be nailing anyone. His one was nailing. No, because it's a hammer and it's a nail.
I get the phrase, but just think about like when we were lads, young lads, we'd say like, oh, let's nail, I'd nail her.
Yeah.
But think about like as a 32-year-old bloke, like, oh, I'd nail her.
It's like,
what is this, a fucking Black and Decker?
It's like the word fingering. I feel like that's sort of gone.
Makes me cringe now.
Yeah, it's like, you do use it, because I can't really think of any other word to use when you're thinking...
Strumming? No, that's a different game, isn't it?
Yeah, because that, you're talking about all different part of the anatomy there, right? Yeah.
It depends how good you are.
Going at it like it's a scratch card. Like, it's just like...
Do you use a coin as well?
Yeah.
That's why you're single.
This is no, the fact that I go at it like a scratch card is why I'm single.
Oi, but apparently porn's true, isn't it? That's what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Like.
Apparently girls love it when you're trying to like
spit on them
and you're trying to like literally erase the skin off their clit. It's like that's it.
The little
clit
man. Burn. Yeah. Clit burn. That's your nickname, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, the clit burn. Third degree clit burns.
God, honestly, met this lad the other night. Came out.
There he is.
Why are you talking like John Wayne? I've got third degree clit burns off that cunt.
See that guy over there sweating like an oaf? Strummed the granny out of me last night.
It was like he committed a crime and he was trying to burn his fingerprints off. Like, it was just ridiculous. So, yeah, there is...
how are we talking about that? We were talking about lads' holidays.
Yeah, no, it's gone on a
it's
real
tangent. It's gone off.
But, yeah, I don't really know what the appropriate word for...
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A cheeky finger is nowadays, but all of it sounds
slip a digit.
Crude. Slip a digit sounds horrendous as well, doesn't it?
Nothing
will sound good.
It's not a good thing, is
girls
it?
Girls come up with these words, like if I say about Autumn, like say she's got a sore down there, I won't talk about it too much.
Nunnies.
But yeah, she's got all the words for it. Mm. I might just say, like, I'm not going to turn around and go, she's got a sore pussy, right? Because it's wrong, isn't it?
Oh, that's hideous.
Exactly, and I'm not going to turn around and go, she's got... Well, sometimes I say, I think she's
it's
got...
It's like the boys, they're like, Ronnie, when... I was saying to Emily this the other day, and I'm just going to say it,
yeah.
And people will be like, that's disgusting, but every bloke does it, or every... Because they're little boys, and they're in their tight Y-fronts, their yeah. willy gets stuck to their balls.
Right. Yeah.
So
sweaty.
Every day when he goes for a wee, pulls his pants down, and I have to flick it off his balls. So every day I'm touching kids.
God, I hope no pedos listen to this.
Oh, no. This is God, listen, be, turn
put,
it up.
Yeah. Put around
no,
the
but rest. You have to flick the willy off so he could wee. I've always had to wee like round his ball bag.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to deal with this.
No.
Because you've autumn. But saying to Emily, it's like every day for the last 4 years, I've just been flicking. Flicking dick, flicking young boys.
You've been
cock.
Flicking dick every day,
every day, and I just, it's just a habit now. And I've started to do it when I go to the toilet.
You now flick dick,
flick my own.
Well,
because
yeah.
otherwise they just piss all over the place, mate.
But yeah, I mean, they do have these nice words for it, don't they? Like foofy and nunu or whatever it is, lady guard, and all these other things. But if I turn around, and go, I think Autumn's got a bit of a sore fanny. It's like, don't say it like that.
Yeah, I'm quite lucky because I've never had to. That's the other like. You know, baby changing down that area. You wouldn't want to wipe the wrong... There's some folds. There. At least with a chopper,
I had,
you can just clean... You know what I mean?
I had to give her a pack of iced peas the other day, and it was quite... Not weird, but like...
Is she hungry?
No, she was delaying bedtime, right? This is what she was doing.
Mm.
She was delaying bedtime, but we'd just used a new bath bomb. And she did have a bit of a rash under her eyes. So I thought, oh, maybe it has given her a bit of allergic reaction, but she was like... and like rolling around holding her like,
oh, my snatch.
Yeah, and she gets really like, she gets really
see, I'd find that really difficult. Yeah, like, how
she's sort of rolling back as forwards when it was bedtime, knowing that this is going to delay things. Mm. And she's laid there going, oh, my axe wound, oh, my growler, right, my growler, my penis flytrap stinging, right. So they, but I was like, stop here. So then anyway, I said, look, right, do you need some cream? Do you want to put some cream on it? Do you want to do thing? I don't really know the suitable thing to do it. I don't want to give you a yeast infection. Like, don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to go do is go and get a pack of frozen chips from downstairs, and I want you to just put that on it, right? And that's it. You can go to bed with it on it, and then just close your legs on it. Do you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And she's laid there, and she sort of opened her legs, but the but because I, she's opened the bed, pajama bottoms are tight. Mm. God, we shouldn't really talk about this. But it's like, so she's trying to put it on, and she's like, can't, too tight. Right? So
oh,
like,
no.
So like, just close your legs and put it on. It's bedtime, you know, like, yeah, it's bedtime. And yeah, it was just a bit sort of, it's,
mate,
all,
it's like thinking about it, like, that'd be,
being a dad, it's a really like difficult
but
situation.
As well, it's like, you know, and it's how the world's gone, isn't it? People are like, you can't do that, can't do, because everyone's like, you've got to follow this like perfect person, but no one tells you how to deal with itchy birds and itchy girls fanny.
Exactly, like, I don't care about, because, you know, obviously,
yeah, obviously it's your daughter, but, like, daughter, but no one tells you what to, there's not like a beta, like a program or no, like a leaflet on, oh, if you've got a 4-year-old, she's got an itchy fanny.
And it's not like, as a bloke, you can search for children's fanny, can you? Do you know what I mean? You can't.
No, you can't.
So that's the
if
other
you do,
thing.
Go around your neighbour's house.
Exactly. Use their Wi-Fi. But it's, yeah, you can't do that. As no, a dad, there's also that.
Who'd
point,
you call?
Hi, I just wanted to know if you had any information on children's vaginas. Like, you can't really do it. Well, by the way, this is definitely, this episode is definitely not passing Google's check.
Maybe delay this episode coming out.
Yeah.
But no, like you said, with like the boys, like, Ronnie had like a real itchy sack.
Yeah. God, I wonder how many people are switching off at this point. All like, they do is just talk about their, like, kids' genitals.
He was just scratching his scratch. I was like, stop it. Because my old man, not my old man, my mum used to say, if you play with it, it'll fall off.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mum, I'm 19. Get out my room.
Yeah.
But like, I said, if you play with it, it'll fall off. But he was really itching. And like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was thinking, well, if I've got a itchy sack, I was like, I'll go and have a hot shower and all that. But I don't want to like burn his nuts.
Yeah.
So I didn't know whether to like put cream. So I got a load of Sudocrem.
Yeah,
and I was like, I've got the blinds open in the house, and I'm like, the neighbours could just see me. Like, you know what I mean? Your head starts to think,
yeah,
people interpret this the wrong way, when all I'm trying to do is soothe my son's sack.
You're a sack soother.
That's what I was trying to do.
Shouting out the window, I'm a sack soother.
Exactly.
So like, I'm
so smothered him in Sudocrem, and like, literally, he was smothered head to toe.
Talking about, you know, who's talking about urban legends a few episodes ago?
Yeah.
Now, this might be one, and it
the
might
sack
be
the sack soother.
The sack soother. He was an ancient medieval. No, it was. There was a. There's a. I don't know if this is true. I don't know if it's proper science, but
this
I think
is how
it
I
is.
Know when you're telling bullshit, because you always go, I don't know if this is 100% true.
No, but I've heard it, and I don't want to sit. No, this is the opposite of bullshit. It's that I heard somebody talking about it, but because I ain't got the actual scientific factual evidence, I don't want to just say it as if it's gospel, right? But I heard when you're in the womb. You start off as like female. Everyone starts off female, and then you gradually get like your Y chromosome or whatever it is, X chromosome, and you turn into a boy, right? And that's why, you know, your gooch, like the bit in between your asshole and your balls,
yeah,
you've got that like lan down it. You know, you've got a lan.
Have you seen your gooch? I've never seen mine.
Well, you just feel it. You can feel the lan.
Why are you feeling your gooch?
Well, you've never touched your gooch before.
Well, I'm not purposely looking for anything, no.
You've never just touched your gooch.
Well, I'm touching it now.
Mm. Well, if at any point you want to explore your body, there's if you feel you can see it on your balls. Well,
yeah,
can,
there's
anyway.
A line that goes all the way around.
Yeah, so that line goes all the way from.
I thought it was a zip.
Nah, do you know what it is?
No.
It's apparently when your fanny started forming in the womb, and then it's switched and gone. Same with your bell end. Starts off as a clit. And then all of a sudden,
I did think that, because when like you see like videos on the intranet, one of my friends told me about
sex
like,
change,
or like bodybuilder women,
because
obviously they take steroids,
yeah,
they're like, you know, the old clitoris starts to look like a bit of a helm.
Yeah, and that's all that happened.
Is that scientific, what I've just said? The clitoris looks like a helm.
It will be in all the papers. because it gets bigger,
yeah.
It loses its sensitivity as much, but yeah. It starts off like as a clit, and then that line is also your fanny that was going to form, and it was going to like open up like a flower.
Ugh.
And now it's, but it's
so
stayed
I've got
shut.
A foof.
You've got a foof.
Fucking hell.
All it takes,
oi.
All it takes is just, it's just Stanley. A Stanley right down the middle of it.
Oh,
sex change.
I know what we're doing next time. We're pissed. I'm going to review, and I've reviewed it every series on the podcast.
Mm.
I'm going to review Ozark season 4. I tell you what, Jason Bateman, the main bloke in it, Cartel, I'll speed it up because you've already mentioned the time.
No, please don't. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put that pressure on you.
So
you have your moment.
Jason, thank you. Jason Bateman, who plays Marty Bird, is an accountant, money laundering, like washes money for the big cartel in Mexico. And then the big dick cartel bloke, I think that's his name.
He's got a massive
dick, yeah.
Right.
He wants to be free now.
Yeah.
He wants out of the family business, well, the business that he owns, the empire. He needs Marty Bird to get him off so he can travel between America and Mexico, freedom, get out of it.
Right.
So the only way to do that is like stitch up the other cartel. And obviously you can imagine like the aggro involved with that. So it keeps you on your edge of the on the edge of your sofa all the way through it.
Is it like Breaking Bad a little bit?
Nothing like it.
Okay,
absolutely, like fuck all like it.
Okay,
but like it gets from the previous series. Like you know, there's the hillbilly family where the Ozarks is, and they're like running a heroin farm, and then the cartel need the heroin to stop being sold so that they can use their pro. And it gets heavy, mate. People just get shot in the face.
Yeah,
real geezer stuff. But then it starts, this series is more like, you're coming to the pinnacle, the end of it. What's going to happen? And Marty's the man, escapes death a few times, and it gets to the point now where they're about to get the big geezer off.
Yeah.
But the guy's got to double-cross his family. The other person, his nephew has now taken over the business, but his nephew sort of sees something going on.
Yeah.
And it starts to get heavy. And then it ends on a cliffhanger, so you know there's another series. But if I'm going to review it, I've got to give it a score.
What's your score?
4.6.
Ooh.
So Ozark, 4.6. And if you want, you can edit that whole fucking thing out.
No, I'm glad of that. So that 4.6, I do believe, is slightly lower than a usual review you've given of Ozark.
Well, this is the thing. You know, the amount of comments and messages I get through my DMs about you're too generous. You need to be more stern.
Okay.
So I'm just, you know, giving the fans what they want.
Yeah, which
so
is...
It's a 4.6 for me.
It's an honest review.
Well, that's it. But yeah, you were reviewing someone a bit different this week. Can you show me?
Right. Yeah, I'm just sort of... I don't know. I just want you to feel what I felt when I was reading it.
What is it?
It's called Mr. Tickle Saves the Day.
Right. So it's one of the Mr. Men things.
That's right. It's just something I read in my spare time.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want you to just tell me what the feel you get from this. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Let me get comfortable. Go on then. Like, so you're what? Read me like a bedtime story sort of thing?
Sort of, if you want to, but...
Do I take my pants off?
Tell me if it's going to give you nightmares or sweet dreams. What do you think is Mr. Tickle's favourite thing in the world to do? Yes, of course, it's tickling. Oh, Mr. Tickle, in the street or in the park or in the shops, everyone who meets him knows they're about to get tickled. Even little Miss Shy. By shy, she means she doesn't want it.
Yeah, she's staying clear.
Can't hide from the tickles. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Whatever next? Some people think that if they stay at home, they'll be safe from the tickles. Well, they're wrong. Mr. Tickle finds a way to tickle them wherever they are. His arms are so extraordinarily long that they can creep and sneak everywhere and anywhere, even down the chimney when you're sleeping, into Mr. Slur's living room, too slow to run away from them.
Yeah, so what he's doing is he's picking...
He's picking the vulnerable ones.
Of course he is.
Where Mr. Slur is sitting in his armchair reading the newspaper, nothing can stop Mr. Tickles Tickles.
Mm.
After a while, people had had enough of this. The baker, the ice cream seller, everyone announced it was exhausting to have to work and laugh at the same time. They'd had enough of Mr. Tickles Tickles, and as soon as he came into town, bang, bang, they closed the doors and they shut up their shops. Basically, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about Mr. Tickle and if he's on a register or not.
Well, he should be, because he can't just go around. Imagine if you, right, imagine now,
yeah,
if you just went into, like, let's say Southampton.
Yeah.
And started tickling people.
Yeah, he's
you get banged out.
He's Purple Aki. That's what he is. Mr. Tickle's Purple Aki. They've written a story about Purple Aki. You remember the one who feels people's muscles and tickles them? That's it. So
what are you giving it a score
I'm
out
giving
of?
That a solid 2.2.
Shit from Mr. Tickles.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, Matt, I just want to say, after that epic story reading...
Thanks.
You know, you've done the whole city of Hull proud there with how you've read that whole book.
Oh, what, you mean proving I can read?
Yeah, no stuttering, nothing. No, well no. done. Thank well you. Done you.
Thank you.
But, Matt, just want to say, time's up today. I've had enough of this. thank you very much, everyone, for paying attention to Matt and his shit stories. That's another episode done, Matt.
Thank you for having us, everybody.
Thanks for being here, Matt. I've been Ben!
And I've been Matt May.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.